From wheat production to pasture management to horse farming and beyond, UK's Cooperative Extension Service strives to make a difference in the lives of all Kentuckians. To discuss this with us today, we welcome to UK Perspectives Extension Service Director Jimmy Henning and Dr. Allison Davis, Director of the Community and Economic Development Initiative of Kentucky. I'm Tom Goodell. Welcome.
Thank you.
Dr. Henning, what would you say are some of the most significant accomplishments that the Extension Service has had in the last year or so?
You know, Tom, that can get to be a long answer, but can get me in quite a lot of trouble, too, for who I might not mention. But one of the things that I would hold up as a significant accomplishment is the fact that we don't exist for any other reason but to respond to local issues. And I'm going to use an example to get me out of a lot of hot water. But when the tornadoes passed through Kentucky in early March, you know, they had a lot of direct impact. In fact, we took out our office in Morgan County. But we had staff on site that we directed their time so that they could set up and be a resource to do whatever was needed. You know, and that translates across the board then to ag, natural resources, 4-H, youth development, the whole bit, all the things that we do. But that's one way to give a snapshot of what we do that would kind of tell you why we think it's significant.
Dr. Allison Davis, what is UK's Economic Development Initiative?
Essentially, it's a integrated extension, research, and teaching initiative that was reorganized about 2 years ago to better serve the needs of our extension county staff and organizations and locally elected officials across the entire state as they think about new economic opportunities and challenges and trying to help them envision a more sustainable community, one that people want to live, particularly in our rural areas.
I want to come back to that sustainability issue in just a little bit. But first of all, how many people I know you measure a great many things. I've seen your website, and so there's a great deal of data there. How many Kentuckians does the Extension Service reach in a typical year?
We make about 7.8 million contacts. And, of course, that is about twice as many people as there are in Kentucky. So, obviously, we talk to some of them more than once. But to give you some perspective, we reach 200,000 unique 4-H age kids, ages 9 to 19. That's like one out of every four individuals in Kentucky, ages 9 to 19, and throughout the state. So our contact numbers are quite large.
And Dr. Davis, this may be the best, you may be the best person to answer this question, but can you give us an estimate of the economic impact of the Extension Service, both in terms of the dollars that are generated, but also jobs created?
Whew, that would be very difficult to do. And if we were able to do that, man, that would be impressive. We do try to track a lot of our indicators. One of the things we do track are new jobs created, jobs retained, the amount of funds that we help get to the communities. So in terms of there being an actual economic impact number, no, that's immeasurable. It's infinite. But but we do a relatively decent job of trying to track how we have impacted the lives of all of the Kentuckians.
One of the areas we do track and try to keep up with would be the extra added value that we brought to the ag sector, for example, because a lot of times our inputs are directly translated into outputs that we sell pretty quickly. And our measures say that our programs in the last year brought in an extra $25 million to producers in Kentucky.
I would just say that what we try to do, at least with SEDEC, our organization, is try to help organizations and communities think long-term about what they need to do to be a place where businesses want to exist. And so it's a long-term measure, but last year we did about 25 visioning and strategic planning processes where that was one of their very clear indicators is this: we want to increase the number of jobs for our people.
You mentioned sustainability, and I know our listeners are very interested in that topic. What is the Extension Service doing to help ensure the sustainability of Kentucky's farms and water supplies?
The sustainability question is one that can get a lot of reaction, pretty strong reaction across the spectrum. And what we try to do is we try to make sure that people understand that we want to have enterprises, particularly ag enterprises is usually the context we're talking, that are both economically viable, that are environmentally sound and friendly and appropriate, and they're also good for the community. And those three dimensions define sustainability for us. Now, it takes a lot of different forms because you can have sustainable ag. It can be a very large farm, or it can be a five-acre organic vegetable community-supported agriculture farm, and the principles apply. And we help to try to people understand that it really has to be, you know, those are ends of the spectrum in terms of the way they look, but sustainable principles fit both.
When we think of a university extension service, we usually think of agriculture, strictly speaking, but I know UK goes far beyond that. So what are some of the activities of the extension service that we might not normally think of and might not get the headlines that some of these other activities do?
There's, I think of two different things when I think of that, actually maybe even three, but one area that people probably don't, that wouldn't get the headlines sometimes and needs a lot more recognition is our work with families through, we call them family and consumer science agents. But when you think of the things that affect the families and the times that we're in, if I told you your job was to both impact the health and the diet and the way adolescents are raised and the way, you know, young people come into the world and the whole bit, you know, you would say, no, thanks. That's too much. And that's what their job is. And the other thing that really does come to mind is the fact that people might not identify 4-H as a UK land-grant university program. In fact, it's the largest, most highly recognized youth program in the world. And again, I mentioned that we reach about 200,000 kids in Kentucky every year. And it's, you know, it's easily one of the most recognizable symbols, period, for cooperative extension.
I would say also that one of the very unique programs that we have is we have a fine arts extension program.
Yes.
We
yes.
have
Let's talk about
currently
that.
Five counties have self-funded a fine arts extension program, extension agent. This is a brand new program. Kentucky is the only one in the country right now that has local staff, local faculty affiliated with this. And these individuals just bring tremendous pride to the community because they are now, they're acting, they're singing, they're creating. And the ladies who are in this position, they work with youth. They work with senior citizens. In fact, one of our senior citizens in Pike County won, I think, a national award for her acting in a particular play that they put on. So it's a very unique, very community-based program that just has, we are tremendously proud of.
Allison probably doesn't tell enough about that SETIC initiative, so I'm going to pile on here a little bit. But one of the struggles over time has been trying to help people translate the needs that are out there for community development to a job that our staff can take on and do. And they've done a great job in explaining, okay, here's how we add value to the community, here's your role, and the fact that we've got campus support. And maybe one other dimension I'd like to add on here is that when you think about cooperative extension, you got to think about the fact that it's partly federally funded, state funded, local funded, but it's that research base, the land grant, university, UK support that really makes it fly. You know, we may not be out there. Somebody from campus might not be out there for every program, but it's that support that undergirds the whole thing.
Well, thank you. Our guests have been Dr. Jimmy Henning, director, and Dr. Allison Davis, both of the UK Extension Service. Our complete UK Perspectives interview is available as a podcast at wuky.org. For WUKY, I'm Tom Goodell.